Welcome back to a special episode or a short episode of Tagapasig Podcast. My name is Francis.
And this is Ken.
Mo Andrew na nga lang ipapangalan ko sa sarili, i-introduce ko sa sarili. Kasi sa office, pati ako nagkaka-identity crisis na, pre.
Bakit?
Nahirapan ako kasi some of my managers or bosses. May iba tawag sa akin, Jello, Francis, Angelo. Nalilito ako. Pati dito tuloy, nalilito na rin ako. Pero... Anyways, this episode, thoughts, initial thoughts, review, ewan ko, on the Justice League, that's not Zack Snyder released 2 days ago, tama ba?
Yes, I believe it's 2 days ago, more or less.
So, alam mo, I was really ready to hate on this movie, given na di mo naman ako masisisi kasi nanggaling tayo sa tatlong, I would say, mediocre na DC movies or movies from the DCU. Man of Steel, Batman v Superman, tsaka yun nga yung Justice League 2017.
Okay.
I would say, alam mo, ako nanggagaling ako from a perspective na sobrang naging ano ako, parang ano yung tawag sa term na dinedefend yung kahit anong apologist.
Okay. Okay.
Apologist. Kasi talaga solid DC fan ako. I prefer DC over Marvel, mapa-comics, mapa-movies, especially sa characters, sobrang solid Superman fan ako. And yun nga, umabot pa sa point na sa sobrang pangit, mediocre ng BVS and Man of Steel para sa akin, na na-convince ko pa yung sarili ko na i-justify na, ay hindi pangit, okay lang. Actually, meron talaga tong ano eh, may vision talaga to si Zack Snyder, bakit ganito? Hindi lang talaga magits ng mga tao, bakit ganito? Umabot ako sa ganung mindset na kailangan ko pang i-justify yung gano'ng mediocre yung movie. Kasi, pero ikaw ba? Anong thoughts mo?
Well, kasi bago ko siya panoorin, marami na ako nakikitang feedbacks. So, parang imbis na yung impression ko is, or imbis na mag-hope ako for a disappointment, mas nagkaroon ako ng positive expectation dun sa movie. I mean, I won't expect much or hindi ko naman dapat din isipin na dapat yung level of awesomeness or level of shocking scenes na ipapalabas nila is the same way as Endgame. Kasi parang itong movie na to, ano to eh, parang more on introduction of characters, of new characters. So, for an introduction of characters, I wouldn't expect much. Pero, ayun, unang-unang napansin ko, ang haba nga. Ang haba talaga. Ikaw ba, nung nakita mong 4 hours in duration, bago mo i-start yung movie, anong inisip mo?
So, totoo lang kasi, it's a drag watching a 4-hour movie, lalo na, it's something new eh. Wala naman akong alam na other films na ganito kahaba.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Zack Snyder said it's supposed to be episodic. Pero ewan ko kung binasad na binagsak as a whole. Kumbaga.
Mm-hmm.
Yun lang. Other than minor details like yung scene ni Wonder Woman dun sa bank kung paano siya introduce. Mm-hmm. Diba, after niya i-save yung mga bata. Tapos isa na lang yung natitira.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she didn't have to. Alam mo yung ginawa niya? Yung kakalasin niya yung gauntlet niya tapos sasabog. Sumabog yung half of yung other side of the building, diba? Tapos maraming debris, nagkaw sa maraming destruction. Yeah. Sa isip-isip ko, buta necessary ba yun? Ba't mong ginawa yun? Diba nga, kaya mo tinapon yung bomba sa taas eh, para walang casualties, walang ano damage. Diba?
Pero, it doesn't make sense.
Diba? Make sense. So, other than those, the Martian Manhunter. Yung character si Lois.
Mm-hmm.
Para bang, was it really necessary na i-reveal na yung kausap ni Lois was Martian Manhunter? Given na the scene before his reveal is sobrang emotional.
Mm-hmm.
So, yung gravity nung scene na yun. Kasi nga, di ba, nag-uusap sila about kung paano kinoconsole nila isa't isa about the death of Clark, di ba?
Yeah.
So, emotional, mabigat. Tapos bigla mong i-reveal na hindi pala si Martha yung kausap niya. Which I think undermines the scene before that, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
Ikaw ba, may mga nitpick ka ba na scenes?
Meron ako eh, dun sa Aquaman. Bali yung, I forgot the name, pero yung mentor ni Aquaman, tsaka yung costume ng mga Atlantean soldiers. It looks different from the actual movie. Diba? Yung mga suits nila dun medyo mas, I mean, in terms of design, mas futuristic, mas it makes more sense compared dun sa mismong suit nila. Yung buhok kasi nung mentor niya dun, di ba, may exe dun sa movie. Tali pala. And then, it's not really an issue. And then, one more thing is, whenever they talk, medyo na-bother lang ako kasi nga dun sa movie na Aquaman, they can talk even with water or without water. Pero on that particular scenes, talaga nakailang beses silang ginawa yun yung they have to put themselves in a bubble just to talk. So, I don't know if some, medyo, I don't know what's the point of that.
Speaking of talking and Atlanteans, may napansin ako eh. Ano? Si Mira, yung character ni Amber Heard, biglang naging British. Napansin mo ba?
Oh, hindi ko napansin. Hindi ko ba napansin?
Biglang siya naging British, pre. Sabi, yung unang narinig siya mag-set up, sabi ko, wala, hindi naman siya Brit. Wala naman siya accent sa ako man. Ba't biglang siya nag-accent dito? Yun, isa pa yung nagtatawa sa ganun. Tsaka, meron pa, ito nakakatawa to. Hindi naman siya problema, pero nakakatawa lang. Na every scene na kasama si Wonder Woman, yung background music, every scene, as in every, literal, every scene na nandun siya, yung background music tumutok.
Pag may nangyayari ng ano, action scene.
Hindi, tama.
Pag ano lang, pag bakbaka na.
Most of her scenes talaga, yun ang nakakatawa. But, enough of our nitpicks. So, I would definitely recommend this movie. Kasi it's way better. I mean, way better talaga dun sa 2017 na Justice League.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, given, manggagaling ka sa movie na walang masyadong... I mean, yung critic kasi noong 2017, kadalasan nilang sinasabi na parang hindi siya condensed as a movie. Kalat.
Yeah.
Story-wise, lalo na sa background nga ng mga in-introduced na characters. Main characters, in fact. The Flash, Aquaman, di ba? Cyborg. I think, tama. Sa DCEU, sa Justice League sila, unang pinakita, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
So, dito sa Snyder Cut, na-resolve nila lahat yun.
Mm-hmm.
I would even go beyond to say nga na, si Cyborg ang parang main character dito, di ba?
Yeah.
Dami niyang ginawa. As opposed to dun sa 2017 na silang tatlo eh. Si Flash, si Aquaman, sa Cyborg. Parang ano lang sila, parang naging body bag lang sila ni Steppenwolf. Parang sige, makasapak lang, ganun lang.
So, it's a showcase of powers lang, ganun.
Ganun lang. Which is boring. Actually, hindi pa nga showcase of powers eh, kasi wala rin masyadong ano, talagang special abilities na parang naipakita dun sa 2017 movie. Like I said, lalo na si Aquaman. Other than dun sa scene na una silang nag-encounter ni Steppenwolf sa may tunnel, ilalim ng Gotham Harbor daw. Yun nga, pinigilan niya yung wave of water that's coming to wash down the other members.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? Yun lang yung parang powers niya na may kinalaman sa tubig.
Yeah.
Diba? Pero dito nga, ayun, na-fleshed out more yung character. Sobrang bigat ng story ni Cyborg. Lalo na yung relationship with his dad.
I'm not really sure if itong story ni Cyborg was parang kung nireshoot ba nila to or if it's already part of the Snyder Cut way before na-release yung 2017 film. Kasi diba, if you can remember or if you're aware, yung actor niya, ang daming rants about Joss Whedon. So, I don't know what's the fuss.
Director na pumalit. For context, mga listeners pala, Zack Snyder was, siya dapat originally na magpo-produce ng movie, right?
Yeah.
Pero mid-production, hindi naman mid eh, actually patapos na nga tayong movie nun.
Mm-hmm.
Biglang quit siya, inabandon niya yung production kasi yun nga, namatay yung anak niya, nag-suicide. So given, kailangan, understandable, di ba? So pumalit si Joss Whedon, tapos ayun na, nagkandagagagag na. Hindi ko na alam kung ano nangyari.
Pero to be fair naman kay Whedon, like, ano ba, like, ibig sabihin mo nun, like, if we can say that Snyder Cut is better than the previous film or the one that was released in 2017, does that mean Joss Whedon doesn't know what he's doing? Or dahil the mere fact na nasimula na kasi ni Zack Snyder yung ibang scenes, parang ano lang siya, ginawa lang siyang pantapal, and in a way, siya yung mag-a-adjust dun sa storyline to make it fitting.
Kasi I don't think it's fair to criticize Joss para kasi diba ano, more than midway than the production bigla siyang pumayot, diba? So yung creative vision mo as a director or yung control mo over the movie, control over the production, kasi hindi completely na-visualize, diba?
Yeah.
Hindi mo na simulan, bigla ka na lang nag-sub. So parang, sige, we can attribute that kung bakit gano'n pinalabas ng movie. Pero after seeing yung Snyder Cut, Maraming ano eh. Actually, kahit ano, kahit 2 hours longer than the previous movie, mm-hmm. may mga scenes pa rin ako naaalala sa original. Unang-una, yung introduction ni Batman na may kinakalaban siya sa Gotham, yung build para demon. Yeah. Wala yun. Tsaka yung sobrang corny na line ni Superman nung kinakalaban niya si Batman.
Do you bleed?
Yo, hindi sinama. Yung mga yung scene ni Batman, yung ano yun, may back something definitely broken. Hindi rin sinama.
Buya.
Tapos, yun, yung buya, wala rin. Tapos, yung scene ni Flash na nahulog. Yeah. On top of her boobs, diba, wala rin. So, you can see that the creative differences talaga na, kasi si Joss, diba, sa Avengers, right? Marvel has a more lighthearted scenes, mm-hmm. may mga one-liner na may mga pause na one-liner,
mm-hmm. na quips.
Hindi nag-work sa Justice League. So tinanggal 'yon lahat, mm-hmm. yun napansin. Yung ano pa yung I hear you can talk to fish. Wala rin 'yun.
Mm-hmm. Hindi mo alam kung parang ginagago ni Joss Whedon yung yung characters eh. Like, sabihin natin like some of those lines talagang sinabi sa comics or with their cartoon counterparts. Pero it's like hindi niya na-imagine yung theme movie from the very beginning. The mere fact na half of it or almost half of it was already filmed. Hindi niya medyo siguro na-match yung theme ng movie or the way it's supposed to be. Kasi nga, yun nga, like if you're going to make a movie, dapat you're there until the end of the production para ma-maintain mo yung consistency in terms of how you should introduce the scenes and execute them.
Other than that, much more fleshed out character than si Steppenwolf in this movie. Nag-given siya ng backstory,
mm-hmm.
about the fall from grace ni, mm-hmm. Steppenwolf. I don't think it's any better than the original one. Parang dinagdagan lang siya ng scaly na armor, pero I can't,
mm-hmm.
say for myself na mas trip ko yung itsura niya. Parang CGI lang eh.
Pero ewan ko, I'm not really aware of the character. Hindi ko siya kalala, but I would prefer the first one in terms of design. Mas prefer ko yun, kahit mukhang powerless. The thing is, I don't even get why they have to choose the guy as the main villain for Justice League. But hindi na lang si Darkseid, the way they did with the animation counterpart, diba? Na yung unang nilang pagkikita or the first time that they teamed up together, they fought Darkseid. So, bakit hindi lang ganun ang ginawa nila? But then, I would think, well, if ganun ang gagawin nila, then, sino pang kakalabanan nila medyo, di ba? Like, if there has to be someone more powerful than Darkseid, if ever na si Darkseid yung uunahin nila as the introductory villain. Kumbaga, parang ang ginawa kasi nila, si Darkseid kasi medyo equivalent or at least powerful as Thanos, di ba? Ginawa nilang si Steppenwolf yung naging ano, in charge. So,
well, so formula naman ng Avengers film. I can clearly remember na sa every like Avengers, 2012 Avengers, Age of Ultron,
mm-hmm.
I think in Civil War, basta in all Avengers film, sa end credits lagi lumalabas si Thanos, diba?
No.
And I think parang I can say na parang ganun rin yung nangyari sa Justice League na,
mm-hmm.
Other than sa end credits, instead of putting him in the end credits, nandun siya sa after the climax, yung laban nila no, after mapatay si Steppenwolf.
Mm-hmm.
And it's setting up a bigger universe, a bigger film in the next, mm-hmm. years, I think. And I can say na parang yun talaga yung vision. Eh, mm-hmm. After the success of this film, it's most likely na gagawa sila ng spin-offs,
yeah.
or franchise, diba? Lalo na, na-introduce nga yung si Ryan Choi as Atom. They try to be subtle, pero kung obvious, yung unang introduction ni Ryan Choi na sinabi ni Dr. Stone na is the nanotechnology, the whatever. Basta they were pertaining to the nanotechnology na nagbibigay ng powers dun kay Atom, diba?
Ampin particles.
Yan. Parang ganun. Yun, I think it's setting up for a much larger franchise after the success. Which is good. Kasi nga, parang thankful na lang ako na we live in this era na may mga lumalabas na ganitong films, di ba? Overall, I really enjoyed it. I mean, hirap, ang hirap ng magkamali if binigyan ka pa ng 4+2 hours na opportunity to renew or to remake the fuck up in 2017, diba? Parang hirap na magkamali. So, statistically, definitely, it would be better. And I'm glad that it is better. So, yun nga, nire-recommend ko to sa lahat. Kung may oras man kayo, kung may apat na oras kayong libre sa araw nyo, o kung may apat na oras kayong pwede igulgul, go watch it. Yo, final thoughts?
Here's the thing. Anong purpose ni Zack? What's the point of him trying to say na may potential maging evil tong si Superman, or that he will, you know, destroy the planet, yada yada, tapos itong si Bruce, he will lead this resistance along with Flash. Ano yun, parang nagustuhan lang niya, natripan lang niya yung ganung concept, or maybe somehow he liked the storyline of Injustice, ganun. Diba parang, well, like, what's the point if they don't have any plans of sequels, diba?
Other than fan service talaga. Ano, it goes back to the scene where nire-revive na nila si Superman.
Mm-hmm.
Yung hindi nagkaintindihan si Cyborg tsaka si Flash. At the very last moment, nagkaroon nga rin ng premonition si Cyborg about another timeline or Injustice timeline, diba?
Mm-hmm.
Na if not for Lois, mangyayari yun. Mm-hmm. Yung dream na yun, diba? I think, ayun na, parang binibigyan lang ng gravity yung scene na yun. Na what if yun, hindi nagpakita si Lois, or what if somehow, some way namatay si Lois while Clark was like, ano pa, alam mo yun, na hindi pa nahihimasmasan, diba?
Yeah. Pero here's the thing na napansin ko rin. Dito sa Pilipinas, let's say maraming fans ng DC, maraming fans ng Justice League, and with all these characters, maraming fans. But syempre, since magiging blockbuster na naman to, or magiging ano na naman to, kumbaga trending, kumbaga maraming manonood. For those people who doesn't really know these storylines of Injustice storyline, they would really, tama nga, magiging, magkakaroon ng confusion, maraming tanong, malala sila magkakaroon ng tanong. But then, for those people who are fan of DC, di ba, para ang dami nilang gagawing theories dito, they pay attention to details, and I guess being part of this community, or being, at least being part of this fandom, meron tayong particular characteristic na we pay attention to the details, we pay attention to the dialogue, to the images, or any subtle hints that they give, we pay attention to that. Kasi nga, parang yun yung gusto natin eh, di ba? Like, if we hear na, oh, may binanggit siyang Wakanda, oh, so Black Panther will be there, ganyan-ganyan. So, alam mo yun, parang just one word. Oh, may kiliti na. So, for DC fans talaga, magkakaroon sila ng theories about Injustice, or at least they're trying to make Superman human. Pero, yun nga, downside nito is for those people who are not really fans but just want to see the movie, they would just think, oh, bakit nito ang sama naman ni Superman? Like, they would just, you know.
One point exactly. Malilito lang sila. And, yun nga, malulugi sila if ever man ituloy nila yung plano to make a movie about.
Though personally, I would like that. Pero in terms of profits and sales, parang, di ba, it'll be counterproductive. Pero it's a huge fan service if they're gonna do that. Kasi para sa akin, ang ganda ng storyline ng Injustice. Grabe. Like, I think it's one of the best storylines that they've done.
Final thoughts?
Well, just like you said, if you're going to watch this movie, invite your friends, invite your family, anyone that you know that will like this movie, or kahit hindi nila trip, try mo, mali mo, this is the best movie for them to like this kind of genre. So, you know, para kang nanonood ng series dito eh. Actually, may benefit din yung pagkat ni Zack. So, for those people who really don't, who doesn't have 4 hours, ang maganda dito is he's actually separated these story arc into different parts. Pwede mo itigil. So, kung nakita mo, ay, part 2 na to, pero wala ka ng oras, kailangan mo na matulog. Ah, okay, sige, bukas naman yung part 2. Parang meron kang something to continue, meron kang specific point sa duration ng movie na pwede mong i-cut and then watch it. Pero I wouldn't recommend that, para kasi mas maganda pa rin mapanood mo siya ng buo to experience the whole thing.
Yep, same sentiments way better than the 2017 Justice League. Like I said, definitely recommend. Mm-hmm. Pero I think I wouldn't bahala na kayo kasi ako, context lang ulit. Okay. After I watched it with my sister and my dad, diba?
Mm-hmm.
Kinabukasan, nanood ulit ako. Kasama ko naman yung girlfriend ko.
Another 4 hours.
Gabi namin pinan. Oh, another 4 hours. And
taga.
Then, to my surprise, nakatulog ako.
Okay.
Nakatulog ako dun sa second viewing pa. Para okay, siguro okay. Mga more than halfway. Siguro mga 3 hours in, nakatulog ako. Hindi ko na kinaya talaga. Pero in my initial viewing, hindi mo talaga siya ma-feel na 4 hours. Eh. Lalo na kung fan ka talaga, diba? Hindi siya dragging, hindi siya boring. I mean, at times, it's slow, pero bumabawi sila eh. Bumabawi lagi eh. Yun nga. Second viewing ko, ayun. Hindi ko kinaya, nakatulog talaga ako. But definitely check this movie out. Bahala na kayo kung saan nyo papanoorin, basta panoorin.
Yeah. And then one more thing, announce ko lang. So bale nag 2,000 na tayo in terms of listenership or number of listens. So that's 2K now. And then also up until now, number 10 pa rin tayo sa Arts and Entertainment. Please. Arts and Entertainment Philippines. So thank you guys dun sa mga nakikinig, dun sa mga nagtiyaga makinig. At naging guest namin. Lalo na sa mga naging guest namin. Thank you for your time. Thank you sa pag-share ng mga stories and insights nyo. May natutunan kami and hopefully our listeners too. And also, since fan kami ng DC and we're also fan of Marvel, meron ako na-invite na guest. So, it will be sometime on April. Mas itatakil natin yun. And not just that, so by that time siguro we're going to discuss Falcon and Winter Soldier or at least some of its episode that you know di ko naman, I don't think we're gonna see all of its episodes kasi parang they're being released every week, so siguro half of it or two episodes about it and even WandaVision, so ayun ikaw sana mapanood mo rin ng WandaVision so that we can and then sama na rin natin Attack on Titan. We're almost there. By the way, talking about Attack on Titan, finale na pala next week. So
finale sa anime?
Yes. Last episode na. Congratulations to me na bigyan ng sarili ko not to read the manga.
Diba?
Pero ikaw ba? Nasaan kang anong progress ka na sa sa anime?
Wala, pre, ang hirap maghanap ng lalo na ngayon given my work. Mabigat pero sobrang rewarding. Ang dami kong natututunan. Ang hirap maghanap ng time ngayon. Hindi ko mabalance eh. I mean, mamimili lang ako kung anong gagawin ko. It's either work, podcast, tapos yun nga, relationship. Diba? Ang hirap.
Ayun. So anyway guys, ayun lang. Salamat. Salamat sa pakikinig. It's a huge achievement for us na mag number 10. Dahil
it's really unexpected kasi,
diba?
Pag nakikita mo yung statistics or yung number 10 parang sisipagin ka talaga eh, diba? May bunga yung ginagawa,
bunga.
So, thank you
guys.